Chapter 1. Jocelyn. I stared out of the tiny, grungy living room window of our two-bedroom mobile home. Today was my birthday, and for the past 17 years, I couldn't remember a birthday when I'd woken up to presents and cake, or even my mother wishing me a happy birthday. Today was no different.
"When are we gonna have cake?"
my brother Bryce asked, tugging on the hem of my purple tank top. I turned and looked down at him. I didn't know if we were going to have cake at all, so I did my best not to give him false hope.
"I'm not sure, buddy. Maybe when Mommy wakes up."
"But I want cake now!"
He whined, crossing his arms over his chest and sticking his bottom lip out. I wanted to tell my 8-year-old brother that I wanted cake now, too, but we didn't have money to go to the store. There was also no way I was waking up Mother in hopes she'd remember my birthday, even if it was close to 2 in the afternoon.
"How about you draw me a cake, and by the time you're done, Mommy might be awake? You haven't given me my present yet."
I reached out and ran my hand over the top of his hair, messing up the shaggy light brown length that was opposite of my dark brown. I knew I was only biding time. But once Mother was up and in one of her moods, he'd forget about the cake and watch cartoons instead to avoid her antics.
"Fine,"
he huffed, then turned on his heels. I watched as he ran down the hall toward the room that we shared. I silently prayed he didn't wake Mother. If he did, she'd yell and make him cry, then leave me to get him to stop. She was still asleep because she worked nights. I thought she worked as a waitress at an all-night diner or something, but when I was 13, I learned the truth. I'd woken up as she was coming home at 4 in the morning dressed in a red tube top, a short black skirt that barely covered her panties, if she were even wearing any. Black fishnet stockings and black high heels that I was certain I'd break an ankle in.
"What are you doing up?"
she asked, narrowing her eyes and glaring at me as she closed and locked the small metal trailer door behind her. I swallowed.
I'm getting some water."
"Hurry up and get back in bed, Joss." She brushed past me as she made her way down the narrow hall toward her bedroom. She smelled of cigarettes and sweat. All traces of her perfume I'd seen her squirt on her wrists before leaving were gone.
"Why are you dressed like that?"
I asked. She had been wearing jeans and a t-shirt when she'd left the house, so I was curious, but I quickly regretted the question as she spun on her heels, anger flashing in her eyes. She backtracked toward me, pointing her index finger.
"I'm the adult. You don't get to question me."
I huffed. She left me alone every night for as long as I could remember. Luckily, I had Mrs. McKenna next door if anything were to ever happen to me and my brother.
"You're dressed like..."
"Like what, Joss?" She put her hand on her hip and cocked it when she was a few feet from me. My eyes widened. I should have known not to question her. Whenever I did something she disapproved of, she'd whip me with a fly swatter, a wooden spoon, a belt, a shoe, whatever was on hand. And I didn't feel like crying myself to sleep if she decided to use the end of her spiked heel.
"Like what, Joss?"
she asked again. I wasn't sure, but it didn't sound as if she were surprised by my question, or that she wanted to hide something. I took a quick deep breath before I spoke.
A hooker?
I'd expected her to reach down, slip off her heel, and throw it at my head. Instead, she laughed while her eyes closed briefly. She shook her head, not necessarily telling me I was wrong. I really didn't want to have this conversation at 4 in the morning, but you're bound to find out at some time. She motioned for me to sit at the light blue card table we used as a kitchen table. We sat and she lit a cigarette, the smell of smoke instantly clinging to my clothes as I watched it float in the air before she spoke again. "Yes, I'm a hooker." "Have you ever had one of those moments where your world felt as if it were spinning on its axis? Or as if your head was literally spinning on your body,